Hey everybody, welcome back. And Richard Lawson here on the Explosion Radio Show on hookthewave.com.au. Tonight we're featuring The Small Faces, one of my favourite British modern psychedelic groups of the 60s. Some fantastic stuff from the band. We're going to kick straight off with Here Comes the Nice, with their most daring single, pretty much greatly influenced by drugs. Their first single on the Immediate label after they left Decca. And we're going to kick straight off on the Explosion with Here Comes the Nice by The Small Faces.
Here comes the nice, looking so good. He makes me feel like no one else could. He knows what I want, he's got what I need. He's always there if I need some speed. Here comes the nice. The man gonna help you all he can. You don't need money to be wise. The man, this man's gonna teach you all he can. You don't need money to open your eyes.
Explosion with The Small Faces on hookthewave.com.au. That was their sixth single in 1967, and it was immediately followed by Hitchcock Park. That's going to be in the show a little bit later on, but we're going right through the whole catalogue, not every single song, but about 20 songs tonight of The Small Faces. This is some of their earlier stuff when they were first hitting the mod scene in London and down around the Rob Brighton area. Steve Marriott's voice created a real buzz, and the energy of the band was right up there with The Who, and you can hear it right here on their single, Shake.
Shake.
Thank you.
Small Faces on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. All tonight, it's The Small Faces. This next song, My Mind's Eye, is the B-side of their only number one single in England, All or Nothing. It pretty much starts to get a little bit into the psychedelic stuff, and you can see that it's pretty much a cross between modern psychedelia. Here's My Mind's Eye by The Small Faces.
Sky, ever wondering why I dream my dreams away, and I'm living for today in my mind's eye. Things are clearer than before, showing me the way, asking me to stay. I'll never close the door to all these things and more in my mind's eye.
Explosion on hookwave.com.au and Richard Lawson. Number 9 tonight, The Small Faces. This next song was one of the first ones to really show off their new keyboard player, Ian McLagan, who replaced Jimmy Winston in the band right from the word go. I think they'd already done about two singles when they recorded Ian McLagan. This one's another B-side of one of their singles. It's called Grey Rain, and it's an instrumental. Now listen to the fantastic keyboard play. On hookthewave.com.au. Next is their second single, which was the first one to crack the charts from Sha La 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 Lee by The Small Faces. This is the Radio Explosion with Richard Lawson. All or Nothing was their biggest single in England. It was about a bust-up with his girlfriend at the time, and it was their only number one single that they had in England, even though we all know them for bigger songs than that. Here's All or Nothing by the Small Faces on the Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. Small Faces on Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. This next song, Tin Soldier, is probably one of their best ever songs, very underrated, It featured PJ Arnold, who is an American black soul singer, and it's one of their finest songs. It came out in December 67, written by Marrett, and the song was quite a hit, reaching number 9 in the UK charts, number 73 in the States, though. The omitted Small Faces album was eventually released in the States. Is there about four Small Faces? Bit of a track difference, but it all had Here Comes the Nice, Ichiku Park and Tin Soldier. It would have been a massive album. Here's Tin Soldier by the Small Faces. These next two tracks are off their concept album, one of the first concept albums in England. He was right up there with Pete Townshend as far as that goes. Pete Townshend did a quick one while he was away, which was his predecessor to Tommy. Small Faces came out with Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. It had a narrator. It was loosely based around whimsical psychedelic fairy tale, relating the adventures of Happiness Stan and his need to find out where the moon went when it waned. Stanley Young was the narrator, after original plans to have Spike Milligan fell through. But it still sold really well. The band were confronted by a practical problem. They couldn't actually play it live that well. But they did actually go into the studio, and for the BBC television, Colour Me Pop, they actually recorded 6 songs. You can find them on YouTube. Just dial up Small Faces, Colour Me Pop. Here's 2 tracks off Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. We've got Mad John, and then their biggest hit, or one of their biggest hits, Lazy Sunday Afternoon. The Small Faces on the Explosion on hookedwave.com.au.
CT Comfy Bowl on the back of this enormous buzzy most of the fly. Vroom, they took it off like an escape velocity of the rocket floating into orbit. Now, after floating high up over the Mountie, through the deep valley of that, for 7 whole long days, they did a very soft and flat belly landing, if I may put it this way. Where they landed? A tranquil beauty spotted before a deep thunder mould of a foray. Like Orpheus in the undergrowth, there it was, and the fly said it, I must leave you here. And he pointed here with his sort of fly-type finger, out of his all feathery, and said, Mad John, mark the words. He liveth in a cave there in this far deep foray, and he will transport for you and find it not only the moon itself which you look at, but the philosophy of life to itself. And Stan had a mutual joy for this, and reach up and cuddly most of this big fly, and very hard to embrace it and moan and kissing, and the fly tickling with his whiskers in his ear throat. And off he went.
There was an old man that lived in the greenwood. Nobody knew him or what he had done. But mothers would say to their children, beware of Mad John. John would sing with the birds in the morning, laugh with the wind in the cold hand of night. But people from behind their curtains said he's not quite right. John had it sussed. He was living the life of a tramp. Yes, his bed was the cold and the damp, but the sun was his friend. He was free. So here was a wise one who loved all the haters. He loved them so much that their hate turned to fear. And shaking from behind their curtains, the loved ones would hear. Thank you.
Now we go back to some of the really, really early stuff. E to D and You Need Loving, from when they were still pumping it out in the soul and mod clubs in London, and their first album. E to D is basically just a big rave up. But You Need Loving, you have a listen to it, and you'll hear the similarities with Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. It's down note for note. The song was actually written originally by Muddy Waters. I'm not exactly sure who's taking the writing credit on this one. But here's E to D and You Need Loving by The Small Faces on The Explosion on hookedwave.com.au.
Thank you. McIntyre. Yeah, I said you know how to party.
Here we go on hookedwave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show. I'm Richard Lawson. Tonight's all about the Small Faces. Here's their best remembered track, Ichiku Park, released in August 1967. Got to number 3 in the English charts and number 16 in the American charts. Probably their best ever remembered song. Fantastic song. It was the first British single to use flanging, a technique of playing two identical master tapes simultaneously, but altering the speed of one of them very slightly, and touching the flange on one tape reel, which yields a distinctive comb filtering effect. That's what you can hear in that middle eight. Sounds like phasing, but it's actually flanging. The effect had been applied by Olympic Studios engineer George Chance, and have a listen to it. You can now listen to how it's actually done. Ichiku Park by the Small Faces.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, eagle ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about. Be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. 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 It's all too beautiful.
Yeah, it's all too beautiful with the Small Faces. This next song's probably one of their last ever songs. They sadly broke up after Auckland's Nut Gone Flake came out. Then they released a semi-album with bits of pieces here and there. It actually featured two great songs after Glow of Your Love. and Autumn Stone. Here's Autumn Stone by The Small Face. It's a very, very poignant song. Faces would have been a bit bigger, but only sadly released 5 albums. Steve Merritt went his own way and formed Humble Pie because he thought the band was getting a bit too poppy. The other 3 guys joined up with Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck from the Jeff Beck Group, and sorry, Rod Stewart and Ron Wood from the Jeff Beck Group, and went on to a great success with Rod Stewart and the Faces. But that's another story and another explosion. This has been The Small Faces, episode number 9 on The Explosion on hookthewave.com.au. Good night.